Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The California man who fought for the Taliban in Afghanistan in 2001 was released from prison today.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland is on our newsline. Jeff, refresh our memory about the so-called American Taliban, John Walker Lind.
Yeah, John Walker Lind, an unusual character. Born and raised in around San Francisco, a Catholic who converted Islam as a teenager, had gone off to the Middle East in the late 1990s to study Islam and learn Arabic. And he was with the Taliban even prior to 9/11, was captured late in 2001, was with the group of Taliban that we had detained. And there was a prison revolt by those detainees. In the course of that, a CIA officer, Johnny Spann, was in fact killed. He was tried in federal court as an American, not at Guantanamo, and received a sentence of 20 years. He has now completed 17 and is being paroled for 3 years based on his good behavior so far. Questions, of course, is he still likely to suffer from recidivism and become a terrorist once again? It does seem that he has further embraced his religion more firmly and has even written things about how he thinks the ISIS is doing a good job.
Yeah, you say Lynn got out early for good behavior. That's not sitting well with some.
No, it's not. But I mean, this is a termination made by the parole court on how he conducted himself as a prisoner. Obviously, did not cause any problems. They said he was a quiet, rather studious guy. He had, in fact, denounced Osama bin Laden, denounced Al-Qaeda in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, and always protested that he had not fought Americans. And actually, a plea bargain was how he ended up with 20 years. He was up to 10 counts, to include conspiring to kill Americans, which if he had gotten that, he would have gotten life in prison.
So now that Lind is out, Jeff, what kind of restrictions is he under?
He's under enormous restrictions. You know, no access to the internet. He's not supposed to have a computer, or if he is on one, only in English. He's not to have any association with anybody who has a particular extreme background. He's not allowed to have a passport or conduct international travel. You know, it's going to be a real challenge for his parole officer. But he also is perhaps the most indicative of a problem that about 360 Americans that have been detained since 9/11 because they were providing or trying to provide some support to the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, et cetera, and how we reintegrate these people back in society when they are released from prison, like Lynn, is obviously still an unclear thing to be answered.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. That's CBS News military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.